This is the podcast for the lecture cues page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. This podcast looks at language which good lecturers use to help you understand their lectures. This language is sometimes called lecture cues. Many of these cues or signals are similar to or the same as signpost phrases speakers use in presentations. They are another example of the formulaic language used in academic contexts. Why do lecturers use lecture cues? Well, not all do. But then not all lecturers are good at lecturing. The main reason for lecturers to use lecture cues is to aid your understanding. Listening to a lecture is not as easy as reading an article. When you are reading, you can easily see where one section or paragraph ends and another begins. You can also skim through the text to understand the main ideas and the overall structure. You cannot do this when listening. There are no paragraphs to see, and the speed of listening is controlled by the speaker, not by you. To help with these problems, good academic speakers, whether in lectures or presentations, give cues to signal the structure, using structure cues, different parts of their talk, using transition cues and concluding cues, and the connection between ideas, using organization cues. These four basic types of cue are described in more detail now. So, beginning with topic and structure cues. At the beginning of a lecture, the speaker needs to make two things clear: the topic of the lecture and how the lecture will be structured. In other words, what the main section of the talk will be. The speaker will usually do this in the introduction of the lecture, sometimes at the beginning, though often at the end of the introduction. The way the structure is stated in a lecture is similar to the thesis statement used in an academic essay or the aims in an academic report. The following are some examples of cues for stating the topic. What I'm going to look at today. What I'm going to look at. What I'm going to talk about. Today I'll be talking about. I want to talk about. The following are some cues for giving the structure. I'm going to look at three main areas. I'm going to talk about three main areas. There are four areas I want to look at. In particular, I want to talk about. Let's move on to consider transition cues. A vital part of any lecture is transitioning or moving on to a new section. Why is this so crucial? Mainly because of the difference between listening and reading. When you're reading, you can easily see where one section or paragraph ends and another begins. This is not true when you are listening. To help with this, good academic speakers, whether in lectures or presentations, give cues to signal the start of a section. This helps the listener understand the structure and follow the main points. There are three types of transition cue which a lecturer could use. The first is phrases such as, "let's move on to." These are usually quite easy to notice, especially after some practice. Lecturers also use single words, especially "OK" or "all right," to show they are moving on to a new section. These are more difficult to notice, though you will gradually get used to the ones your lecturers use most often. These are often combined with transition phrases, for example, "OK, let's move on to." The third and final type of transition cue is rhetorical questions. These are questions the speaker asks, but does not expect the audience to answer. The lecturer will answer his own question, and this answer will be the new section of the lecture. For example, if the lecturer asks, "What are the reasons for this?" then this could signal a new section in which he will list the reasons. The following are some examples of transition cues. Beginning with the first type, phrases. Let's now move on to. Let's now turn to. I now want to go on to. This leads me to my next point, which is. This brings me to my next point, which is. I'd now like to move on to. I'd now like to turn to. So far we have looked at. Now I'd like to. Then there are words such as, OK, well, so, all right, now, good. And finally, there are questions such as, what are the reasons for this? The next type of cue to consider is concluding cues. In a lecture, it's important not only to signal the beginning of a section, but also its ending. Speakers often do this by using some sort of concluding cue. It should be highlighted here that this is not the conclusion of the whole lecture, though that is also important, but just the end of a section within the lecture. The following are some examples of concluding cues. So, to sum up, thus, therefore, to recap. Finally, let's look at organisation cues. There are other cues which speakers use during a lecture to help you understand the structure and flow of ideas. These include giving examples, addition of new ideas, contrasting and listing. The following are some examples of these. First, giving examples. Let me give you an example. Such as, for instance, a good example of this is, next, addition, in addition, moreover, another point, not only this, but also, contrasting, but, however, on the other hand, in contrast to this, and finally, listing. First, next, another, a final. That's the end of the podcast. For more information on this and other areas of EAP, please visit the website www.eapfoundation.com.